Chapter 4. Rules of the Road. Without traffic laws, rules, and controls, travel by a motor vehicle would be unsafe and impractical. Drivers are tested and licensed to operate motor vehicles in an effort to make travel safe for everyone. This section provides you with information on control of traffic at intersections, use of lanes, traffic signals, through driving, traffic signs, passing, right of way, laws for turning, parking. Control of traffic at intersections. An intersection is any place where two roads meet. At an intersection, there may be traffic signals, signs, or right of way rules to control traffic. Traffic signals. The three main colors that guide traffic are: red means stop, yellow means warning, green means go, if safe. Red. A red light means stop behind a crosswalk or stop line until the green light appears. You may turn right after stopping if there is no approaching traffic, unless a sign is posted prohibiting such right turns. Even though the light is red, a turn is permitted from a one-way street into the nearest lane of another one-way street running in the direction of that turn. Yellow. A yellow light means the traffic signal is about to turn red. Stop if you can do so safely. A vehicle may clear an intersection on a red light, if the vehicle entered the intersection while the signal was yellow, but it is against the law to enter an intersection after the light turns red. Green. If the way is clear, after yielding the right of way to other vehicles and pedestrians lawfully within the intersection, you may go straight or turn left or right, unless such turns are prohibited. Left turns on green must yield to through traffic coming from the opposite direction. Flashing lights. A flashing yellow light means you must slow down and watch for others. It is found at intersections, construction areas, and on some vehicles, like tow trucks. A flashing red light means you must come to a full stop and proceed only when the way is clear. When two flashing red lights mark a railroad crossing, stop and proceed only after the lights stop flashing and you determine no train is approaching. The familiar cross buck sign near the tracks is a regulatory sign that means the same as a yield sign. Lighted arrows. Some intersection traffic lights have lighted arrows in addition to the regular lights. A green arrow means you may go in the direction of the arrow, if you are in the proper lane. A flashing yellow arrow means you may proceed with caution in the direction of the arrow. A green arrow pointed upward means you may go straight ahead. A red arrow means no turning in the direction of the arrow, until it turns green. When there is more than one traffic light, obey the one that is over your lane. Turns on red lights. Right turns. If not prohibited by signs, and you are in the proper lane, you must first stop, and then turn right when the way is clear of vehicle or pedestrian traffic. Left turns. Left turns on red are permitted only when turning from a one-way street onto a one-way street. You must first stop then turn left when the way is clear of vehicle or pedestrian traffic. Traffic signs. A stop sign is red with white letters and has 8 sides. It means you must come to a complete stop in a safe position with regard to other traffic, then proceed when the way is clear. Stop at the pedestrian crossing area or stop line, if there is one. Otherwise stop before moving into the intersection. When visibility is obstructed, a second stop may be necessary before entering the intersection. A yield sign is shaped like a triangle and is red and white. It means you should slow down and yield to traffic on the road you are entering or crossing. Right-of-way laws. Where there are no signs, symbols, or police to tell you what to do, there are special right-of-way laws to follow. By law, drivers must yield to pedestrians under the following conditions. When pedestrians are in a crosswalk or at an intersection and there is no traffic light. When turning a corner and pedestrians are crossing with the light. Other special right-of-way laws to follow are: drivers turning left must yield to oncoming vehicles that are going straight or turning right. Drivers entering a traffic circle or roundabout must yield right-of-way to drivers already in the circle. Drivers on a minor road must yield to drivers on a main road. At a four-way, three-way, or two-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection and stopping first should go first. When two cars reach an uncontrolled intersection at the same time, the car on the right should have the right of way. Use of lanes. Smooth driving allows you to keep more distance between yourself and other drivers and also helps improve fuel economy. If there are three or more lanes in one direction, the middle lane or lanes are for through traffic. The left lane is for drivers who want to pass or turn left. The right lane is used by drivers who want to go slower or who are entering or turning right. If a road has only two lanes in one direction, the right lane generally has the smoothest traffic flow, with the left lane being reserved for the passing of other vehicles. Remaining in the left lane on a limited access highway is illegal. Lanes for passing. In general, you should pass on the left. Passing on the right can be dangerous since other drivers do not expect it. Vehicles on the right side are also more difficult to see. The operator of a vehicle may overtake and pass another vehicle upon the right only under conditions permitting such movements safely. Such movement shall not be made by driving off the roadway, unless the vehicle being passed comes to a complete stop and such movement may be made safely. Lanes for turning. When turning into another street, turn into the lane nearest to you. If you are turning left from a street with two or more lanes, turn from the lane nearest the centerline. If you are turning right, turn from the lane nearest the curb. If you need to change to another lane, do so only after you have finished your turn and when the traffic is clear. If you have already started through an intersection when the light changes, keep going. If you have started to make a turn, follow through. Last-second changes can cause collisions. If you miss your turn, go on to the next intersection and work your way back to where you want to go. Turnabout. A turnabout is a legal way to turn the vehicle around. The steps of a turnabout are as follows. Make sure your car can be seen for 500 feet in either direction. Stop just beyond a side street or driveway on the right. Check your rearview mirror to make sure no one is approaching from behind you. Signal before backing into the street. Back into the right lane, then signal before pulling back out when safe to do so. You should never make a U-turn or a turnabout on any curve or near the top of a hill. Roundabouts and traffic circles. A traffic circle is a circular one-way road at an intersection of several roads that facilitate an uninterrupted flow of traffic. In order to properly maneuver around the circle, drive slowly to the right of the circle through the intersection. A roundabout is similar to a traffic circle. However, a roundabout includes yield signs at all approaches to the intersection, and motorists actually travel around the circle until they reach their exit. A roundabout is typically bigger than a traffic circle. The following instructions should be followed when using a roundabout. When approaching the roundabout, reduce your speed and always keep to the right of the splitter island on the approach to the roundabout. When entering the roundabout, yield to traffic circulating from the left. Enter the roundabout when clear. Within the roundabout, do not stop except to avoid a collision. Keep to the right of the central island and travel in a counterclockwise direction. When exiting the roundabout, indicate your exit by using the right turn signal. Parking. Make sure you do not get in the way of traffic when you park on a public road. Move as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a roadside shoulder, pull as far onto it as you can. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can. If you are parked parallel on the right-hand side of the street, give a left turn signal and look over your left shoulder before pulling out into traffic. If you are parked parallel on the left-hand side of a one-way street, give a right turn signal and look over your right shoulder before moving into traffic. Steps in parallel parking. Make sure your vehicle cannot move. Set your parking brake and shift to park, or reverse in a manual shift car. If you are parked on a hill, turn your wheels so that your vehicle will touch the curb if the vehicle begins moving. If there is no curb, turn the wheels so the vehicle will go off the road should it roll. It is safest to get out of your vehicle on the curbside. If you have to use the street side, check traffic before getting out. The law requires you to turn off the engine and remove the key when you leave a vehicle. Always lock your vehicle when leaving it, even if you are only going to be away for a short period of time. Handicapped parking. Unauthorized parking in designated handicapped parking areas is unlawful and is punishable by fine. Persons requiring or needing handicapped parking privileges should apply to the county clerk's office for special decals or plates.